Blessings, miracles, and peace today. I am Reverend Rick, also known as the Collared Carpenter, and today we are talking about brokenness. Yes, brokenness of self, brokenness of society, and how we are to use the superglue that God gives us.
Welcome. Today we have Reverend Rick Saff, who is a Western Rite Orthodox priest in Texas, who loves sharing conversations on faith, divine mystery, and all things awesome. And now for this week's episode with Rick.
Well, when we think about brokenness, there are so many different factors to come into play. And when I was thinking and praying about it this morning, asking the Holy Spirit, okay, what should I be talking about today? The thought of brokenness happened. Brokenness because I'm trying to go see a doctor and trying to get a referral and trying to mess with health insurance. And it's just so evident how broken a healthcare system is. I mean, I've worked in the healthcare system for well over 20 years, and I know how broken it truly is. I know how insurance groups work. I know how lobbying and laws are made, and how corrupt and wrong it all truly is. And that's just one aspect of brokenness. Brokenness that happens to just receive doctor care. Brokenness that happens when laws in government fail us as a society. Brokenness that happens as marriages continue to dissolve and the family system continues to erode. Brokenness in being able to have healthy food for basic nutrition. Brokenness in oppression of rights, in expression of speech, being suppressed and censored. Brokenness in so much of our aspect of our humanness. And yet, we come to accept it. We come to accept it because in our postmodern society, you can have whatever opinion matters most to you at that moment, and it has value, merit, and worth as compared to the person standing next to you. No longer is there a collective we, but an individual I. And with that individual I, separation occurs. The old saying, it takes a village to raise a child, is so very true. But in society today, our islands are shrinking faster and faster. Not because of global warming and rising tides, but because it's encroaching upon our families. Single parentness is at an all-time high, which is a struggle. I realize that. But where do we go in our brokenness? Do we try to fix it on our own? Or do we turn to someone else? Do we ask someone else for help and reach out? Or do we pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and do it ourselves? Do we say to others as a collective, no, no, this is wrong and it should not be done? Or do we minimize our voice in what we say and what we believe? What we believe, not I. All too often now, our voices are being silenced. Our voices go unheard. That is brokenness. But brokenness doesn't come from just a lone voice in the wilderness. Brokenness can be healed by God. And I would even say by God and God alone. When we put our trust in Him, that brokenness can be healed. But it depends upon the degree of our brokenness. If you were to imagine your life as a big clay jar or pot, and you've got pieces that are cracked off, cracks in the pot, it doesn't get to hold as much water anymore, and the water that it does hold slowly leaks out because of the cracks. But what happens is that God, whom we call Father, the potter of the clay, He can transform that pot. He can heal that pot. He can make that pot whole again. So whether it is a broken marriage, whether it is a difficult child, whether it is employment struggles or healthcare woes, God is there to heal, to fix, to change. But what it takes on your part is not you feeling like, I'm going to continue unceasingly to continue to try to fill up my pot, even though it's broken and leaks so much. God's ready for you to let it drain out, for you to be completely dry inside and out. He's willing to take you to the depths of your hurts and your sorrows and your sins and your misgivings. And He's willing to say, I love you. I forgive you. Change, and with change, follow me. Trust me. For I am the God who created the universe and created you. When you think about that, it's amazing and humbling to think that a God who created so much is willing to still recreate me. Even in all of my misgivings and mistakes, he's willing to say, I can fix that. I can heal that. I can seal those cracks. I can replace those broken pieces of your pot. I can give you the fullness of life. But typically what happens is as our pot drains out, we become more anxious, more worried, more concerned. That self-preservation model kicks into high gear. And we let ourself, our mind, our doubts get in the way. Peter called out to Jesus on the water, Lord, if it is really you, command me to come out there. Jesus said, come. Peter, a man just like you and I, steps out onto the water and walks on the water, defies human laws, defies our understanding, because he should be sinking. But in his humanness, in his shortcomings, he questions. He questions his abilities to walk on water, because this is nothing as compared to before. And then he starts to sink. He realizes what he's actually doing instead of what God is allowing him to do. And he realizes what he is doing is not possible, and sinks. And he cries out to the Lord, Lord, save me. And Jesus reaches out his hand, pulls him up, says, oh, Peter, you have little faith. God is asking us to have faith in him because he can perform miracles. He can change the world. He can. So now, in your emptiness, in your brokenness, call out to the Lord. Lord, save me. Lord, heal me. Lord, be with me. He's there to reach out to you, to heal you, to fill those cracks. And then let the Holy Spirit fill you so that you might produce good fruit abundantly. Blessings, miracles, and peace to you today. God love you all, and have a wonderful week. Looking for a great protein bar? Consider Nugo dark chocolate pretzel bars with sea salt. These dark chocolate bars have 12 grams of protein, are free of palm oil, they're certified gluten-free, certified vegan, non-GMO, 200 calories, and tastes great. Click the link below and buy yours today.